Carla, K-R-L-A, Pouncey, P-O-U-N-C-E-Y, 1856. Just complaint, lower abdominal pain. Number two, history of diverticulitis. Number three, I know this is not my diverticular pain today. Number three, status post headache. Number four, status post pharyngitis. Number five, evaluation of fluid overload. Number six, sugar is well controlled. Last blood test, HA1C was 5.9 without any medication. Number seven, history of carotid stenosis. Number eight, follow-up of leg pain. And prevention is over 5 pounds from before. Next number, history of carotid stenosis. Has not had this checked for over a year. Next number, history of heart murmur with no significant valvular abnormality previously. Our patient is a 65-year-old woman, lives at home with her husband, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms and problems going on for the past week. She was camping this weekend. She had symptoms of urinary tract infection. She knows it wasn't her diverticulitis acting up. She took something over the counter, which helped, but she's now having problems with severe dysuria. Her urinalysis today is actually within normal limits. She doesn't have any blood. She has no history of kidney stones. And recent kidney stones, and she tells me that she did drink a lot of Coke and sugary liquids while they were camping. Medical problems, diverticulosis, diverticulitis, hypothyroidism, diabetes, hypertension, history DBT, history DJD. Last blood test, January, looks perfect. Surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, oral surgery, bladder surgery, and appendectomy. Medication, let's make a list. First of all, she's allergic to numerous medications, including sulfa, codeine, penicillin, clindamycin, cipro, metronidazole. C-A-N, take Levaquin. Then she takes gabapentin. This is on a separate sheet of paper. We're going to put it at the chart. Gabapentin, both the allergy and medication. Medication, gabapentin, 800 BID. Next number, levothyroxine, 88 microgram once a day. Next number, tramadol. She was taking four tablets a day. She's cut down to three. Now she's going to cut down to even more. Otherwise, she has to go see a pain specialist. Put that in there. Next number, losartan, hydrocodone, 100/25 once a day. Next number is meloxicam, 15 milligram once a day. She's going to cut that down today to one as needed because that could be causing her swelling. And next number, glipizide, 10 milligrams. She's off of it unless her blood sugar goes over 200. And those are her medication. Medical problems, we talked about immunization, has had COVID immunization in the past. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with her husband. Family history, brain aneurysm in mom, and multiple brothers and sisters. Patient has had an MRI and MRA in the past, no history of aneurysm. Review of system as above. Maintenance exam, mammogram, and colonoscopy is up to date per patient. Today, on exam, what does she got? She weighs 225, up 5 pounds, 95%, 98.3, 16, 74, 120 over 83. Heart positive, home positive. Lungs, clear. Abdomen is lower, tender lower abdomen, no rebound, no rigidity. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa is slightly dry. Lower extremity shows a 2+ pedal edema with positive pulses. Skin shows no rash. Assessment, number one, urinalysis within normal limits. Number two, we'll treat for dysuria. Number three, rosefenigram now. Next up is lucent and diverticulitis, especially in the left lower quadrant. Next number, treat with Levaquin 750 once a day for 7 days. Next number is add diflucan, 200 milligram one a day for 7 days. Next number is add Lasix, 20 milligram as needed, but only on as needed basis. Next number, cut the tramadol down from 2 to 3 a day, given last 90 tests for over a month, and we'll see how long this lasts. Next number, she knows that if she continues with the high dose of tramadol, she has to go see a specialist. Next one is vaginitis. Next one is neuropathy. Next one is volume overload. Next one is echocardiogram looks good. Next one is no significant change in the echocardiogram. Next one is spinal stenosis. Next number is no change in the heart murmur. Next one is LVH. Next number is increased weight. Next number is she'll go to take the meloxicam on a PRN basis. Next number, she's going to come back and see us in 2 days.
You got 60?
Yeah, we're going to cut it. He's going to do 60, and then we can do the rest of it. Come back and see us in 2 days.
2 days? Okay.
Or she's going to come, or if she gets worse sooner than that.
Okay.
Next number, we went over the ultrasound results today. You had a appendectomy, too, right?
Yes. I don't have nothing in there, really.
We went over her ultrasound results today. Next number, medications reviewed. Next number, put that in there. COVID immunization is up to date, by the way. That's it for now. Thank you.